Yeah, I wanted to go back to the lady's comment about the discounts.
Oh, yeah, military discount and student discounts? Yeah, go ahead.
We've got senior discounts, military discounts, student discounts. I mean, what about just the everyday guy discount?
That's a coupon, right? You have to find coupons. It's in your mailbox.
Oh, there's a coupon for that?
Yeah, you get coupons. Well, not just for being an everyday guy. Everyone gets to take advantage of coupons.
Oh, well, I guess.
You want your own. You want your own little category.
If they're offering discounts, they're probably overcharging to begin with.
Ooh. Well, no, they're just finding a way, because you have to have a profit. You have to be able to pay your people.
I'm a businessman myself.
Well, so then they just want to, in this special case, they want to save these people some money.
And I'm guilty because we pass out military discounts. How about that? But nonetheless.
Do you hand out senior discounts?
No. They're the ones with all the money.
There you go. That's what I say. They get free money all the time from the government and everything.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to know why we couldn't all just get that. Maybe everybody should just lower their prices across the board.
There you go. I'll take that.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Good suggestion. See ya. Hey there, you got something for free for all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Called about the military receiving discounts. I think that the military have enough benefits that they don't have to pay for. Why do they expect to receive things all over the place, anyhow, as it is.
I know.
They get enough benefits, stop bitching.
They're just showered with gifts and love constantly. Everybody always goes up and appreciates and hugs a soldier. And
I didn't tell them to go over there. They volunteered to do that. They chose to do that. That was their choice.
Well,
if that's what they decide to do, stop bitching.
Well, guess what? Some businesses decide they want to pay off that patriotism and do something nice for them.
Well, that's
so what's
good,
wrong
but
with,
just
what's your
some
problem?
Businesses do, not everybody should have to do that. Not everybody has to do that.
Well, yeah, you don't. It's a matter of business. You know, if you want to get respect for showing loyalty and support to the troops, then you offer a military discount. It's up to each individual business. So, you know, I don't understand why everyone just feels the need to complain about someone getting a discount. That's not them.
Right.
That's not what you're
thing.
Doing?
If you don't receive it, oh, well, big deal. I feel like they get enough benefits that if they don't receive a discount somewhere because they are military.
What do you mean by benefits?
They get medical benefits, they get dental benefits.
That's through their job.
My dad was in the military. I grew up an Army brat. And when I grew up and I got married and I was on my own, I decided I was not going to marry someone in the military because I didn't want that kind of life. Everybody else has to pay for their medical benefits. The military doesn't. They go to the doctor whenever something's wrong. They don't have to pay a hospital bill. Everybody else has to pay insurance or pay the hospital bill or a copay or something like that because they're in the military. Just because you don't get a discount at a store, who cares?
All right. I think you made your points.
Thanks.
See ya. Hey, you got something for free for all?
Yeah, I just like to comment on the military discount.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was brought up.
Yeah.
I agree with the woman that, yeah, it's awesome that people in the military are fighting and they're risking their lives for our country. But honestly, I'm a college student, and when I go out to get my nails done and I get that discount, that's fine. But, like, my family can't walk in and be like, we have a daughter that's a college student, so we need the discount. Like, you have to draw the line somewhere. I can understand a person who is actively in the military getting a discount, but I don't think that their family should be getting the discount because I know college students' families don't get discounts.
Yeah, but, I mean, how worried are you about your college student when they go off to school? You know, I mean, yeah, there's some apprehension there that maybe they'll get too drunk and stupid and kill themselves some way. But, you know, this is for people who go overseas and sacrifice their lives, and their family suffers as a result. They're deprived of that companionship.
Right, that's true, but that's a choice. I mean, you volunteer for something like that.
Well, yeah, but
you decide to join something like that knowing what the risks are.
Well, it's not like we're all paying into a pool of, like, here's some discounts and stuff that everyone gets to share from. It's these businesses deciding to make sacrifices. So she's just saying it's a good business practice to do something like that. And, you know, I tend to agree that you're probably, if you give a military discount, if you're supportive of the military in that sense, you are going to get a little more love from people because I think most everyone who has a clue,
okay, so
knows
then where
knows
do you draw the
say.
Line? I mean, like, if I have a second cousin that's in the military and they're at risk for getting hurt, I can go in and be like,
well, it's immediate family.
What?
It's immediate family. You know, I mean, it's just the immediate family.
Mm.
And that's where you draw the line on that. But, you know, I'm really not going to really get on anyone's side against military discounts. So anyone that keeps on trying that's really not going to help. But
right.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Yep, thanks.
Yep.